What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. It is, what, today's Monday?
Monday.
April 4th. The Final Four Championship going on right now. And the reason why, and the only reason why I'm saying this, people, because I know some of y'all are like, what the hell does that have to do with Sleepy Hollow, Mike? It's because Amy is a big, giant North Carolina fan, and she's watching the game right now.
Yes.
So, the deal that I have with you guys, the fans of Sleepy Hollow, if for one second I feel that she's not paying attention to you and I will hang up on her and we will do the show ourselves.
You will hang up on me no matter what.
Oh, let's go. We're hanging up now.
I am paying attention.
You better be paying attention.
Is
your team winning or losing?
They're losing.
See? So you might as well just turn it off. Maybe you're giving him bad luck.
Maybe. So I'm just going to pay attention to you and not the television.
All right. So Sleepy Hollow. We're going to be talking about Friday night's episode. The episode before the season finale. It was called The Delaware. It appeared on Fox. Miss Amy McCracken, as you can see, she is here from thevro.com. She's my partner in crime. We love Sleepy Hollow.
Hello, sleepyheads.
Yes. So we got her attention right now.
You do. You have my attention.
I got to ask you right off the bat. What'd you think of the episode?
I liked the episode, and then I didn't like the episode, and then they pulled me back into the episode. I had mixed feelings about this whole episode.
It was kind of like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know what? I would have to agree with you. You know, it was like, oh, and then I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, and then I was like, what?
And then I was like, really? Really?
All right, so let's... Okay, because I was wondering, because I didn't hear from you at all. Normally, people, after we watch a show...
While I was watching today, I was going to tweet you.
Yeah, you always either tweet me or text me, and I didn't hear nothing from her.
Yeah.
She didn't even...
I was going to tweet you, and I was like, no, I'm going to sit back and not say anything.
Yeah.
And then I'll just talk on air.
I was wondering. All right. So let's just see. I got my notes.
Got your notes.
Straight off the bat, I got to tell you this, and to Sleepyhead fans, I do not trust Reynolds. I don't know what it is.
Really? You know, I trust him.
Do you really?
I don't know. Yeah, I trust Reynolds.
You know, when he walked...
I don't trust the daddy.
No, when he walked into the secret hideout and he was like, I'm here to help. And then everybody was trying to talk to him. And then when they left, he kind of had that look like he was like up to something. And, you know, and then for him to tell Foster about Jack Walters and like he was like, I was told to watch it, but now I'm looking out for it. I'm like, I don't know about
this.
Yeah,
but Jack is dead.
No, Jack killed the Atticus guy.
Oh, Jack, yeah. That's
remember?
Right. Jack killed Atticus. I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I... And then he's just too... He's another one like Joe. He just doesn't... He's already barking orders, and you know,
no,
he's like...
Can I tell you...
What?
Okay, we see Joe laying there dead.
Yeah!
He's just Joe's replacement. They have to have another guy because they're like, look, we can't have Crane and his sexiness all on the screen by himself.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on. Real quick. Joe, is he dead?
Right through the chest. If he's not dead, I'm calling shenanigans.
Well, you know what? Because to me, didn't it feel like he was a big part of the series?
Yeah, he was a huge part, and that's why I don't understand why they just killed him just like that.
And it's like, oh, it's okay, you have something to do. And that's it.
Yeah,
and then
I didn't understand it.
I don't know if he's dead.
That's one of the parts where I was like, really? You're going to give us Joe? You're going to make us care for Joe, and then you're going to rip him away?
I don't know. I think Pandora's going to be able to save him, or somebody's going to do some magic mojo. Maybe Daddy Mills has something in his little locker of tricks.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. It just happened so fast. And I was like, what happened to my Wendigo? And then I was like, wait. And the other half of me was like, Joe just died. I was like, shut up, Mike. What happened to my Wendigo? I didn't get my Wendigo babies. I'm so pissed.
No.
So pissed. But that's why I can't figure it out. I don't know if he's dead or not. Because I saw the commercial for next week. They don't show him at all. And then
he's dead.
And then they show Crane talking to Jenny. And she didn't look like she was like down in the dumps.
Well, I mean, she's probably in fighter mode. She's like, you know, hi. You know how like moms, when their kids are in trouble, they can pick up a car?
Yeah.
Maybe she's like that right now.
I don't know.
But I'm surprised you bringing up the preview. I saw the preview myself.
Yes.
And did you hear who Crane was calling forth?
I have it in my notes right here on the bottom. Sleepy Hollow season finale. The Headless Horseman returns! When I saw that, I had to rewind. I was like, dude, this is some other soldier with a freaking horse that has red eyes. I'm going to be so pissed off. And sure enough, I was like, pause. I was like, oh, that's the Headless Horseman.
And can we bring up that we still haven't talked to Jesus about if he answered, you know, got your questions or my questions to the cast?
That is right.
But one of your questions was, do they want, you know, the flag lady, Betsy, what is her name?
Betsy Ross, yes.
Betsy Ross to be in the real world.
She is in the real world now, though.
She's alive.
Yes.
She's in the catacombs.
Dude, when they found her in that secret chamber, I was like, oh. And then they were like, oh, she's dead, magic. I was like, oh, crap, magic kept her young. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh. I was like, oh, Nikki Reed is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She was getting a little jealous of Abby. You saw that, right?
I saw that.
But hold on. I'm going to text Jesus right now. Jesus, we're doing the Sleepy Hollow recap right freaking now. Where are our questions to the cast?
Where are our answers cast? To our questions?
The answers.
To our questions.
Answers to our questions. To our questions.
I mean, come on. It's been 2 weeks, you know? We should know by now.
Yeah, let's see here. Questions. Questions. It's
He's probably going to text back and be like, dude, I'm at a premiere.
Already. No, he was complaining right now because the girls and I were supposed to record the Walking Dead recap show for the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen, one of the hosts, is like, oh, I'm sick, I got pneumonia. And then Brancy's like, I can do it, but I want to see it. And then Jesus is just laughing in the background because Jesus was part of The Walking Dead. And for that particular reason, you know, Jesus said, I can't work with females because they're just so...
But he likes working with me.
Ah, okay. Anyways, so I'm waiting for the text to come back. Yeah, she's alive, and I'm excited because now she's in the real world. Now, I swear to God, if they are like, great, I can't come across because the magical barrier won't let me, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. No.
But she's got to come across.
I'll be done.
Yeah, she's allowed to come now. I mean, she's alive. They're alive. If they can get out of there.
Did they bring her sword?
I can't remember.
Because, I mean, that's how Abby got out.
I'm sure they have it. Oh, no, remember they have the flag. They have the flag.
The guy got out was her sword.
Yeah, so no, it's going to be good because she's going to be, if they got rid of Joe, maybe Reynolds will die.
I kind of like Reynolds.
And then we bring in Nikki Reed, Betsy Ross. She's actually stronger and badass more than those two put together.
Yeah.
You know?
She's strong, but she's stronger than Abby. She's stronger than Jenny. I mean, she's freaking Betsy Ross.
I mean, she is probably the strongest. I can see Crane and her doing it. They should just, you know what should happen? The show shouldn't get renewed, and Crane and Betsy Ross get their own show. I'm joking because
was in her body? Like who came back?
I have no idea, and I wonder if we're gonna see.
And is that person still like, or that spirit, or monster, or God is?
Or is that something in Abby, too? Because she was a little off, too.
She was a little off. Yeah. But, I mean, wouldn't you be off coming back from, like, solitaire?
Oh, well, I guess we'll see what happens. It's been 2 minutes, and Jesus still hasn't texted me back.
Because he's trying to figure out, how's he going to tell you?
He's probably recording himself right now, and he's going to answer, like, yes, I have a great question. I want to know. Yeah, he's going to try to act like them. But, you know, the crazy thing is that Betsy Ross still thinks it's 1777.
Yeah.
So she's going to be in for a rude awakening, which is going to be cool because if she comes to our modern time, 2016, it's going to be all cool to see her see things.
I think she will, what's the word I'm looking for?
Adapt?
Adapt better than Crane did.
Probably so, because Betsy Ross. I mean, come on.
And when did Crane become an artist? Can we just talk about that cappuccino?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Well, let's take it to the cappuccino, and let's take it one step of. Weren't they like wiping off stuff off their face? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see what. See,
he's texting back.
He is texting back. He texts good night to the girls. And I'm waiting to see what he's going to text back to us, sleepyheads. I'm trying to get some answers for you guys. Let's see. He's texting back. I can see the little dots. So I wonder what.
I kind of feel like you and I knew that she was always going to come in too.
Didn't? But, yeah. I'm so happy.
When he said, "Hey, send me questions," and you set that back, I was like, "Yeah, you know, I think that's actually going to happen, Mike."
I'm hoping. And I was right.
Yeah.
I'm just happy because she's just badass and she would be a dope, you know. And if and you really look at it, Betsy comes in fact, I mean, let's put it down. Betsy Ross is badass. And let's put it, you know, let's be serious. Abby, she can throw down. Jenny definitely can throw down. And Foster, she's been doing it.
She's been good.
I'd be happy with an all-girl team. You know, Joe, dead, stay dead. Reynolds could die in the finale. Crane, and now it's like Charlie's Angels. But Crane's Angels.
Can they bring Holly back?
Crane's Angels. Oh, he texts back. Here we go. Sending you stuff right now. Didn't get your questions answered because we had 2 minutes with each pair of cast members.
2 minutes? You know what? We can get you questions across within 2 minutes.
You are dead to us.
Yeah, that's
to
messed up.
Us and the sleepy heads.
Yeah. Like, I know some of the sleepy heads hate me, but they should totally hate him.
Yeah, they totally should. Let's see here. And speaking of hate, the hidden one.
Oh my goodness.
We had that story going on. We had two separate stories. You know, Pandora, the team, and the hidden one. Did you see, this is the cheese part. I don't know if you saw the cheese. There was two cheese in here.
there was cheese, and I was like, ooh, I really want that now.
No, there's two cheeses. One cheese was, did you notice that when Jenny's like, I'm going to go shoot him because it's the only chance we're going to get. And then the hidden one's got his hands, and he's kind of like looking around, and then she sees him, and she literally just watches him for at least less than a minute. I mean, it felt like forever to me. And then he turns and looks at her.
Yeah.
And then he zapped her and pulled her. I was like, you know what? And immediately the first thing that came to my mind is like, if she wasn't with Joe, she would have acted a lot faster.
No.
Yes. Yes. She's slipping. And I've said that. He makes her weaker.
Makes her weak.
Yes. Either that.
There was three cheesy parts.
Either that or that was some very terrible directing because I was like, okay, do something. And then she's just kind of like sitting there. And I'm like, do something. And all of a sudden
she hesitated.
Yeah, because of Joe.
Because of Joe.
And then the second thing here, in the same part right there, when Reynolds and Foster gets into the Ford truck.
That's a kick-ass truck. I want one of those.
Okay, I'm glad you want one of those trucks. But that was like some really cheese product placement. Like that was really bad.
I can't see on my left.
Yeah, I can't see my lip, but good thing I had. And she's like, oh, that came in handy with that camera, the front rear camera deal. I was like, really? Seriously?
I know. I hate when I know they got to do it because they're getting paid and stuff like that. But I hate product. That's what commercials are for.
But you know what? I get it also. I mean, even like, what was it? One of the shows. I mean, Arrow does it a lot, but you know what? I mean, it's like Felicity has the, you know, the laptop and she'll flip it over and you see the windows.
The Vampire Diaries did it a lot with like the new tablet.
And I get that. Jigger. I can get that. You know, Lisa, but you know, the truck part and it was like slow as it went around and we're like, oh, good thing that camera's there so we don't fall off the freaking cliff. I'm like, oh, that just is, that hurt my ears.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what did you think about another cheesy part was when the storm came?
Uh-huh.
And then they're like throwing a branch off of them.
Oh yeah, I didn't get that whole thing. It was
like, I was like, seriously, it's a branch.
I mean, really, it's like a bush, a branch, and like, yeah, that was bad because it was like, oh shit, this big giant storm, and all of a sudden, and then it only lasted for like 5 minutes, not even that.
And you live in Texas, you guys get storms all the time.
Yeah, we do get storms, and that was nothing. That was I was like, really, come on, give me a break. So yeah, I mean, I could see, And now he's got superpowers. But I don't think he's the hidden one anymore, right? It seems like he's like super evil, red face, eyes, and now he's gonna destroy the world.
I still think he's in the thing, the bubble.
I don't know. I guess no, the bubble went down.
Okay, I didn't see the bubble go down.
Yeah, because
that must have been a sneeze.
They had the bubble go up and everything was cool, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm gonna take. And he shot out some magic, and then the wall went down, and then that's why he was able to do what he was able to do, and get zapped and everything else. So you weren't paying attention. You probably didn't even watch this episode, did you?
I did watch this episode.
Right.
The whole Pandora thing. Like I said, she's in an abusive relationship because he never loved her. He even told her this episode he didn't love her.
I think he did.
He said, I seen it in your eyes. I used you.
I think he loved her, just wasn't in love with her.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'm just, you know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the Hidden One. I haven't been since day one. Pandora has grown to me because I did not like her at all. But now, I mean, it looks like in the finale, she's going to double cross some people.
Yeah.
Which is good. So
you don't
cool.
trust Pandora.
I know. I don't trust her. I hope the freaking Headless Horseman chops her head off.
Oh my God, that would be so awesome.
That would, if he just came with his battle axe, old school, and just went whoosh.
Yes.
And then rode off holding it. Oh.
I'd love it. I would love it.
I would be like, I love this season. It's so awesome.
I would. That right there. If that happens, this is the best season ever.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens. Because Friday is the finale. And speaking of Friday and the finale, our crew, our friends over at Headless Podcast, Wolfman, Zach, and Chrissy, they invited us to join their podcast. It looks like we're going to be joining them, I think, Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be live or recorded, but you can find them on Twitter at Headless Podcast, and you can check them out. And I know we're going over the times a little bit. So far, I know we're supposed to be on. If anything changes, we'll let you know via Twitter. But as of right now, we're going to be joining them, which can be interesting because I don't know this Zach guy. I don't know how hardcore he is with Sleepy Hollow. Are we going to get resistance? You know,
I don't know. I'm nervous. Maybe we should go listen to their podcast more.
Is he going
to?
No. Let's just go in there surprised. Let's just go in there guns a-blazing.
I don't even have time to listen to our own podcast.
Yeah.
Mike's always like, Amy, go back and listen.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And
thanks
I'm like, lot. It sounds great.
Now I know the truth. Way to go. I listen to all our shows. And wow, you don't even.
I don't have time.
Whatever. Yeah, you're watching basketball. Way to go.
I am.
Who cares? I am. Who's winning now?
Oh, they're up by 4. They're up by 3.
Yeah, they're going to lose just because you.
13 on the clock.
13 seconds on the clock?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, let's see what happens. Sleepy Addicts, you can check them out on Twitter. If you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, check them out. They're part of the Headless Podcast. And also SleepyHollowAddicts.com. If you're a fan, like these people are hardcore fans. We're fans.
Mm-hmm.
We're fans of the show.
And yeah, I think that's they're hardcore. If you're looking for a hardcore group, team you want to join.
Yeah, fandoms. Join them. That's what I like to call them. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the show, you know, but if people die and then, you know, the episodes suck and they're great, I go for the ride. As long as I'm entertained, I'm there for. I don't ride anybody. I don't get all crazy like when people don't do certain things and then some of the fans turn on some of the freaking cast. That's crazy. I'm not psychotic. Oh, Jesus texts back. I do have some good interviews to share.
Okay, at least he's got some good interviews to share.
Yeah, we'll see, people, sleepyheads. Let's see if Jesus comes through. Who knows? I mean, I'm still waiting. Yeah. I'm still waiting for a bunch of other stuff. So you know what? I'm still waiting for season one of Fear of the Walking Dead. You know how it's filmed there in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And Jesus was like, oh, dude, that's my old school. And oh, yeah, I walked past there.
We did that with Sons of Anarchy, and we're still waiting for him to.
Nothing. No pictures, yeah, no nothing. None. Jesus Christ, give me a selfie. Snapchat.
He was like, oh, they're filming down the street. I was like, oh.
Yeah. They came over and borrowed a couple of my guns. Nothing. Zilch.
Nothing. Okay, can we talk, before we end this, can we talk about their dad?
Who's dad?
Abby and Jenny's.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You're mentioning something that you don't trust that guy.
No.
You don't?
He knew. He knew about
him. I trust him more than I trust Reynolds.
Well, yeah. I kind of do that, too.
I mean, Dad, it seems like Dad has been watching the girls, has known about all this stuff, had to leave because of their own safety. So it seems like he was on their team.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Corbin and especially Atticus, is his name Atticus that he was friends with?
Yes.
Something happened where he had to leave. So it seems like he's going to be bringing a lot of shit to the game.
He is.
Which I'm excited for.
I'm really excited. I honestly love this episode. There's some things where I was like, really, really, really? And then we screamed. But if they leave us hanging and we don't get a season 4.
Yeah, because I think
I'm going to be a little upset.
I asked some of the sleepyheads, some of the girls that I did that video recap show with for Sleepy Addicts, and I asked her, I was like, hey, has there been any news on renewal? And she's like, nope. We're still trying to get the word out. I was like, what? So we got the finale. I mean, do they normally renew before the finale ends, or has it been known that the finale goes, we don't know, and then all of a sudden?
Oh, it's been known where they tell you, like, September, by the way, we're not coming back.
Oh, but do they ever say the finale ends and then like 2 months go by and it's like, guess what? We got renewed.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so if you, okay, well, there you go. Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything online. So I don't know. Are you watching the game? Is that why you're quiet? I'm about to hang up
on
you right
now.
No,
I'm listening to you.
Oh, boy, I had the mouse in my hand. I was about
to... No, I'm listening to you, but can
boom.
I tell you?
What?
Can I tell you? It's 4.7, and we tied the game.
I don't care about the freaking game. Just I thought it. You found Just something online for the Sleepy Hollow.
No, I don't. I like to be surprised. I like to
no,
know
No, you don't. Shut.
Tell me.
Oh, my God. You're such a liar. Actually... Okay, we're going to go now. Amy, tell everybody how they can find you online, because
oh
it's...
My God.
It's getting deep in here. I can smell the poop. I can smell the poop.
Well, no, this guy just shot it from the
house. Okay, go. How can they find you so you can watch basketball?
You can follow me. The game's over. We lost.
Oh, y'all lost?
Yeah, the guy shot it from half court and made the shot.
Boom. I have to watch that on YouTube there now.
That was a kick-ass shot, though. This was a really good game. Congratulations. Maybe we'll get them next year. Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter. It's Amy, VRO. You can follow Variety Radio Online. It's the VRO. And our website is varietyradioonline.com. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube. We actually have a Sleepy Hollow interview up on our YouTube channel from Comic-Con.
There you go. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Sweetness. For me, iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, you can find some podcasts on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is where my stuff is at. But if you didn't get that, iWatchMike.com, everything is there. We're just about to wrap up the season finale for The Walking Dead, which aired. And, of course, this coming up Sunday, Fear of the Walking Dead returns. So we'll be talking about that. And then there's some other shows that I do there as well. Plus, I do stuff with the VRO, with Amy and her crew as well. So I think that's it for us. Jesus didn't come through. So
when does he ever?
No shit. We'll be back. Season finale hits this Friday. And we'll record our show on Saturday. And the headless horseman's coming. You hear him? You hear that?
He's coming. I'm excited.
My nipples are getting hard.
Bye, sleepyhead.
Laters.